Philippine President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo signed into law an anti-terrorism bill Tuesday that has long been sought by lawmakers but which has raised concerns of abuses by civil rights activists. The Human Security Act upholds the right of the authorities to detain suspects for 3 days without charge, instead of the 30 days sought by police, and allows court-authorized surveillance of suspected terrorists. It compels the state to pay compensation of more than $10,000 a day to any person wrongfully detained, and it exempts journalists, doctors, and lawyers from disclosing details about terrorists. It also bans extraordinary rendition, the practice by the CIA of arresting foreign terror suspects and sending them to a third country for interrogation. As the law was being signed in Manila, an anti-terrorism meeting in Jakarta, attended by the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and co-host Australia, wrapped up with pledges of closer cooperation in fighting terrorism. Indonesian Foreign Minister Hassan Wirayuda warned the region against complacency.
We must not be complacent, as we have not yet won the struggle. Terrorism remains a clear and present threat, and the terrorists are still capable of inflicting severe damage to our communities. They are still recruiting new operatives and developing new strategies and tactics. We must therefore gird ourselves for wider and intensified struggle.
The Indonesian foreign minister said countries had agreed to intensify law enforcement to prevent trans-border terrorist movements and would explore further ways to counter extremism in a seminar in the near future. Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer praised the conference, saying regional cooperation was essential to prevent further terrorist attacks.
I think this has been a really successful exercise, reflecting the strength of cooperation that there is in the sub-region and that there needs to be. I mean, let's make it perfectly clear that the cooperation is essential if we're going to be successful in countering terrorism.
Over the last few years, Indonesia has suffered a series of bombings blamed on the Al-Qaeda-linked regional terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, that has claimed the lives of hundreds of people. The Philippines has experienced several terrorist attacks by the JI-linked Abu Sayyaf. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.